From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Berg reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says an American airstrike that killed up to 10 Iraqi security forces appears to have been a mistake that involved both sides. Carter said Saturday he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and expressed his condolences. He said the two men agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near the city of Fallujah in central Iraq, which is controlled by the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The U.S. military said that targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. A new peace plan for Syria is meeting with mixed reaction one day after the U.N. Security Council unanimously approved it. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the resolution is a step toward resolving the Syrian civil war. However, he cautioned that it does not protect the Syrian people. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country is ready to step up its military involvement in Syria if necessary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday the diplomatic agreement was a milestone and should move forward quickly in the new year. Leaders of the Syrian opposition expressed skepticism Saturday, saying the agreement does not call for the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. Somali officials say at least 3 people were killed and 25 others injured after an attack on a busy road in Mogadishu. Police told VOA's Somali service that a car packed with explosives detonated near the Al Kalsar shopping area shortly after gunmen in another vehicle opened fire on government officials. VOA reporter Hassan Kafi Koise says that the former governor of Galgadud region was the target of the attack. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Uganda announced Saturday that it would mediate peace talks between government and opposition groups in Burundi in an effort to end Burundi's deadly political unrest. Ugandan Defense Minister Crispus Kiyonga said that 14 groups, including Burundi's ruling party, opposition parties, and civil society organizations, will attend the talks scheduled for December 28th. Both Burundi's government and the largest opposition coalition welcomed the move to resume peace talks after the deterioration of the security situation in the country, where hundreds of people have been killed. The African Union's Peace and Security Council this past week authorized deployment of 5,000 peacekeepers for an initial period of 6 months to Burundi. It gave the government in Bujumbura a 4-day deadline to accept those troops. President Barack Obama began his Christmas New Year holiday in Hawaii Saturday after an intense flurry of activity in Washington, including signing into law a new $1 trillion federal budget. In his weekly media address, the president said economic progress, universal health care, and progress in the war on terrorism are some of the reasons he is optimistic headed into 2016.
We succeeded in forging a strong deal to stop Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. In fact, Iran has already dismantled thousands of centrifuges that enrich uranium.
Mr. Obama also touted the recent Global Climate Accord, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Package, and a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage as some of the highlights of the past year. The president leaves office in January of 2017. The Walt Disney Company reports that Star Wars: The Force Awakens has already earned more than $100 million in North America and $250 million globally by Friday night. The new film made an estimated $120.5 million from Thursday night previews and opening day Friday. That breaks the previous opening day record held by 2011's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.